Not surprisingly, many utility customers are applying for exemptions from rolling blackouts, many more than can actually be exempted, according to PUC Commissioner Carl Wood.
If we were to grant all of the requests for exemptions, we'd have 100% exemption. I doubt if there'd be a single circuit in the state that would not be exempt. And therefore, instead of rolling blackouts, we would simply have a Western United States system collapse.
Wood explained how and why the commission decided to exempt oil refineries.
On June 7th, Governor Davis wrote a letter to President Lynch urging that California's petroleum refineries and ancillary facilities be treated as essential customers. He asked for immediate action on the basis of public health and safety. The Public Resources Code states in part, and I quote, "The legislature finds and declares that the petroleum industry is an essential element of the California economy and is therefore of vital importance to the health and welfare of all Californians." Based on that, and also on the basis of the California Energy Commission's request to the Public Utilities Commission to exempt refineries that they identified from rolling blackouts, we asked the Energy Commission to provide us a more tightly defined list of the facilities that were absolutely necessary to be exempted. And the order before the commission adopts the Energy Commission's definitions and orders the utilities to exempt those facilities that have been identified by the Energy Commission.
The PUC also plans to stop new enrollments in the Direct Access Program, under which utility customers can choose their own power provider. The actual decision is being held over by Commission President Loretta Lynch until July 3rd to give the legislature time to explore other options. But Lynch and Wood agreed the PUC must quickly shut down Direct Access to assure Wall Street that the major utilities will have a stable base of ratepayers available to pay off the bonds the state plans to float to recover money already spent buying power on the utility's behalf. These ratepayers will also continue to pay for competition that does not exist.
Commissioner Wood, if Direct Access is going to be banned and the state is locked into long-term contracts, any chance of abolishing the competition transition fee? Because I don't see any competition.
Well, the competition transition charge was never related to the actual emergence of competition. No, the competition transition charge is something that is locked into law. It's an obligation. And it is one of the costs of deregulation that we are going to continue to pay.
For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Romaris in San Francisco.